Collect them, play with them, and share them with your friends to try out in different compatible games. Amiibo from Nintendo. Discover the power inside.
Welcome one and all once again to a very delayed Nerds on the Rocks episode 198. I am joined this week by Dan.
Hello.
And this is kind of our Christmassy episode. Half is, half isn't. It's related to an episode I think we did 2 years ago, where we kind of went through a list and did kind of the hottest toys of the Christmas seasons of years and decades past. And it kind of hit us this year. I don't necessarily know if this is the hottest toy of the year. I do know that the hottest property of the year right now seems to be Frozen. I don't know if you've...
Yeah.
I tried to help my friend find a Frozen Blu-ray for his niece this Christmas, and those were really hard to find. Or if they weren't, they were full price. Like, you couldn't... Like, everybody had them for like $25, $30. You couldn't find them discounted. And I imagine it's because people wanted that disc. And make sure you get Disney's Frozen, because there's an actual horror film called Frozen. I think it came out the same year.
I didn't know that.
But, yeah, I saw that. But there is... I would assume, especially for our audience and our kind of audience members and our age group, the big hot item seems to be Nintendo's Amiibo line, which is their venture into the Toys to Life avenue after Activision Skylander and Disney's Disney Infinity, which is kind of redundant to say, but you have to be clear. And they're launched with Super Smash Brothers for the Wii U in November of this year. And since then has kind of become this golden goose that everybody seems to be chasing. I wanted to talk about that one because it's been, I don't know if it's been a long time or maybe we're just at that age where a lot of us forgot about stuff like this, because a lot of people seem to have taken this as a new phenomenon where a hot item comes out during Christmas time that's really hard to find. I mean, growing up, we had stuff like Tickle Me Elmo, we had Tamagotchis, we had Beanie Babies, so it's not a new phenomenon for me. I think it's different when you're the one shopping for yourself and not having your parents do it, and I think this might be the first for a lot of people in that age group.
Probably. I think there's, there's definitely a low amount of them out there, though, is the thing, and I guess I'll get into this a little bit later, but they've already, you know, discontinued a couple of them, and there's high demand from a lot of age groups, I think. So I think this is maybe a little bit more of an extreme example, but it's definitely, like, the hot item in terms of, like, stock, I guess.
Okay, and I think that's a good place to start, because I will come out and say this up front. I was completely wrong about the whole Amiibo craze, because I think, and not on this show, I don't think we've ever discussed it on Nerds on the Rocks, but on Do World, and since E3, I've kind of beat over the head the fact that, while it's cool that Nintendo's doing this, the reason Disney Infinity and Skylanders worked is because they had a central game, and they were needed for that game. Where while you can use them in Smash Brothers, you can use them in Hyrule Warriors and a Mario Kart 8, certain
and
one.
And Toad's Treasure Tracker.
Yeah, but not yet.
Right.
I mean, and it's also in Kirby, but, you know, they're not, like, out yet. So
right,
there's
right.
games that use it, but it's not needed for any of those games. It can complete those games. You can play those games without ever using an Amiibo.
Right.
And my thinking was, like, oh, it's going to be nice for fans, but it's really not going to be for anybody else, because there is no purpose to them. And, I mean, we don't really have the data. It's only been a month since launch.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know how it's going to after the Christmas season. But, yes, I was wrong in that there would be a market for it. So thirsty, I guess, is
yeah.
the kid these days. And part of it, I feel, is inflated due to what I consider Nintendo's biggest flaw with this entire thing, which is their lack of communication.
Yeah, definitely.
And they haven't really, I mean, to their benefit as a company, as a, you know, a product launcher, it's worked out well for them, because what happens is that people see stuff and they buy it in the stores now. So they don't necessarily mm-hmm. need to communicate anything about that. But as a consumer, it's frustrating, because what's happening now, what we're seeing now, at least what I'm seeing, is that a lot of people don't know which ones are going to be discontinued and which ones are going to be readily available. So everybody just assumed that everything's going to be discontinued, which creates this market where, oh my gosh, I can't find this toy. It must mean that it's discontinued. So if I find it, I'm going to buy it, which means that people end up buying stuff not because they want it or not because they need it, but because they feel like if they ever do want or need it, it won't be there for them, which could happen.
Oh, definitely.
But right now, that isn't necessarily the case.
That's definitely a big frustration with this whole thing, is that, like, when Nintendo first, I mean, back to the discontinued one, there's been, of the initial launch, there were, what, 10 or 12 initially launched with Amiibo? And three of them were discontinued within 2 weeks. And it wasn't confirmed until after the last stock had gotten to the stores by Nintendo. So there was, like, talk by some stores that said, oh, we don't have these three Amiibos on our list. I think it was, like, a GameStop employee was the one who first said it. And said, oh, they're not on the list for the next shipment. The other ones are. I think they're discontinued. And everyone's like, no, it's only been 2 weeks. And then about 2 days later, Nintendo formally made a statement that said, yeah, we're discontinuing those three. And at
the stores
had already gone.
This is the confusing thing, because as far as I know, they have not made a statement saying they've discontinued any of them. They have said they said that there will be some that will be phased in and out, but they haven't actually discontinued any stuff, because even now, even recently, within this past week, people have gotten shipments of a Verger and Marth and Wii Fit Trainer.
Yeah.
So it's
It's also strange because there's a discrepancy between what America gets and what Japan gets, because there's different release dates for the two, for the waves of Amiibos also.
And Europe as well.
Yeah. So the wave three for us, which is coming out in February 1st, is actually coming out in mid to late January for Japan, so there will be a lot of people importing from them, because they're not region-locked either.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a good thing for some people, because people have kind of taken that route of importing them, and if you're in the market for that, you're in the market for that. But yeah, I mean, this is going back to what we talked about with the communication, is that they said that some of these will be discontinued. They haven't said which ones, and they haven't really said when.
Right.
They also, and this is a bigger problem, especially from a retail standpoint. With Wave 2, they never really gave it a release date. So what you saw were people, like, some stores would do it 1 week, another store would, like, we'd have them out, but we won't sell them until, like, the 23rd of the month or something like that. Mm-hmm. So you had people saying, like, oh, yeah, I picked up Pit, or I picked up Idomac. And other stores, like, oh, we don't have that in stock yet, or we can't sell it to you until this date. And, again, that just causes mass confusion, and it causes that vicious cycle where people are like, oh, this means it's going to be rare, it's going to go out of stock. So people end up pre-ordering or buying a bunch of Little Max or Pits or Captain Falcons because they don't know what's going to happen. And like I said, for Nintendo, that's great as a business, but it's really confusing for consumers and frustrating for a lot of people, especially if you're into collecting all of these. But I do think part of it is kind of self-fulfilling prophecies where people are like, these are going to be rare, so everybody buys them up, which makes them rare. And a lot of those people buying it are scalpers because they hear it's going to be rare, so they can turn a profit on it. So So I'm really curious to see what happens with this whole Amiibo stuff in the new year when it's out of Christmas and when demand dies, because I think my original hypothesis still stands in that there isn't a central game that you need them for. So you're just, right now, a lot of people are just collecting them to collect them.
Yep, that's what I'm doing. I mean, I love Nintendo, so it's just kind of like natural for me, and I want to get all of them, as ludicrous as it seems. All of them for Smash Bros. At least. We'll see beyond that, you know. But yeah, I'm kind of curious to see where it goes into next year too, because the third wave is a little bit detached from the first two. The waves 1 and 2 came out within a month of each other. Wave 3 comes out 2 months later. So, I mean, it's quite detached from the other two waves and also from Christmas, so we'll see a little discrepancy, I think, there in the stocking and also in the demand.
That's also going to be really weird, because then we get into retail exclusive ones, and that's going to be a new pain in the ass.
Oh, it's already a new gross thing. The Rosalina and Luma, which is the Target exclusive, which is, I probably would argue, one of the most popular of the four exclusives, sold out in 35 seconds on Target.com, from what I've heard.
Yeah, but again, is it people who want to buy it, or the people who have like a program who wait? Because it's sold out, if I'm not mistaken, it's sold out in the middle of the night on a Tuesday.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, I don't know. I would say that of the four that are exclusive are Lucario, Meta Knight, Rosalina, and Shulk. I would say Rosalina and probably Meta Knight are the two most popular ones.
Yeah, I think Shulk speaks to a very specific audience. I know I pre-ordered a Shulk because, and I mean, we'll get into this in a second. I pre-ordered Shulk because I'm a huge Xenoblade Chronicles fan, and I realized that there isn't going to be a ton of Xenoblade Chronicles merchandise.
Oh, definitely not.
So I'm like, I'll get a Shulk Amiibo because I'm not going to get a chance to buy many things related to that game.
Yeah,
so,
and then related to that, the other three have been, I mean, Rosalina sold out the same day it went online, Lucario very similarly, Meta Knight same thing, Shulk actually was in stock on GameStop.com up until at least Christmas Day. They're sold out now, so I think that shows how popular he is, for example, and probably he will not be in stock for very long because of that.
Yeah, and it's going, like I said, it's going to be a new level of frustrating for people. And those still don't technically, as far as I know, they don't have a release date. They just have a vague February date as well.
Sort of, yeah. I'm seeing retailers have different release dates, but apparently the official date is supposed to be the first week of February.
Okay, which is still not a release date. And, I mean, okay, we kind of mentioned Wave 1, 2, and 3, and I think that's another one of their problems. For better or worse, I understand not launching all, I assume they're going to do all 50 characters, who knows?
Yeah.
I understand not launching all 50 characters at once.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think, and I don't know, I mean, there's no good or right way to do this, I guess, but I guess, you know, especially with the mishap they had now, I think it would have been better to maybe launch Wave 1 and hope, you know, kind of make that push you through the holiday season, and then launch Wave 2 in January, and Wave 3 in February and stuff like that. I understand why they wanted to get, especially being that a lot of the Wave 1 and 2 characters tend to be the most popular ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mario, Luigi, Princess Peach, Link, Zelda, Pikachu, all that other stuff. So I kind of get why they did that first. But, I think the underlying problem that a lot of people miss with the Amiibo and the frustration with it is a lot of it is aimed at Nintendo, but at the same time, I think a lot of it should be aimed at, not necessarily aimed at, but a lot of it falls on retailers as well, and rightfully so. It's not like the Wii U is setting the world on fire. I think we've all kind of accepted that after 2 years.
Yeah.
It's a dud of a system. It's a dud of a selling system. It's a fun system if you own it. So if you're a retailer, and a company who's not selling a ton of hardware, who's not selling a ton of software, comes to you and like, okay, we want to stock 20 of these figures for our not-so-well-selling system. Will you do it? Most people are going to be like, that's a lot of room to dedicate to this stuff. You know, you want like a dozen of each or something like that. So I would imagine a lot of them were like, and I'm sure, you know, this has its own little culture. You have the comments. So I didn't like, okay, we'll take your Marios, your Luigi's, and your Hanks and whatever. Those sell well. But who's going to buy it? The only one that confuses me is Voyager. But who's going to buy Moth? I mean, Fire Emblem wasn't a big franchise until
Awakening.
Yeah.
Really. It didn't even get to us until number 7. Awakening's number 13 or 14, so.
Yeah. And even then, when people say a big franchise, Fire Emblem Awakening is still a highly niche franchise. I think it sells like a million, which is great for that franchise, but it doesn't
mean,
that's what Call of Duty opens to day one.
Yeah. The Wave 1 is a little confusing because you've got a lot of the original 8 from the first Smash Bros., but then you've got random, like, Marth, Peach, interspersed, and then 2 new ones from this game, Villager and Wii Fit Trainer. Wii Fit Trainer being one of the first Wave 1s, it's like, when I'm looking at all 3 of the waves, it's a little confusing how they chose each of them, because you've got, I mean, of the original cast from the original Super Smash Bros., the 12 characters from that, they have almost everybody. Ness isn't anywhere to be seen.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Captain Falcon and Luigi didn't come until Wave 2. Bowser's not until Wave 3. It's a little strange, the way they've got it set up.
I can kind of see what they were going with some of them. Like, they probably didn't want it to be like a Mario line because, you know, like Mario is their most popular franchise. So Mario, Luigi, Princess Peach, Bowser, all in Wave 1 would have been the dominant thing. And we have figures. I mean, Nintendo's released. It, surprisingly enough, Mario isn't their most popular one. It's actually Ink. It's Ink, Mario, then Pikachu. And that kind of makes sense. It's the same reason I imagine why you have Pikachu, but you don't have Lucario and Charizard yet. It's that Pikachu's going to do well. And I imagine Jigglypuff would do well as well. I think they didn't want Jigglypuff to compete with Kirby. Pink Powerpuffs.
Yeah, I always thought that. I mean, as a kid, I always thought the two of them were too similar, so I think there might be that.
Yeah, but yeah, it's frustrating. And like I said, I think the biggest thing is that it's a combination of them just not having the market power to say, like, okay, we're launching this, and we need this much room, and you're going to stock it. Part of it is because they're entering a market that isn't new for them. Isn't new. I don't know if you, I mean, I assume you go to toy stores, you're big into them, and I go on to Target and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sky Ennis has like a whole aisle dedicated to itself now in most stores.
I went to Toys R Us to see how the setup was, so it's got Skylander, or my Toys R Us at least, has the video game section, and then kind of off to the extreme end of it is the Disney Infinity has an entire shelf, and then the wall opposite of it, so if you're in the same aisle, those two shelves that you would be facing are Infinity and Skylander. And then inside of the actual game section where the Wii U games are is where Disney Infinity, Amiibos are. And they're much smaller. They're probably about three quarters of the size of Skylanders and Infinity.
Yeah. Just to give you an example, I mean, it's kind of cheating because it's New York City, but the Times Square and the Times Square's Toys R Us, Skylanders has its own section in the video game area. Now, it has its own section. It's like a giant Skylander thing. There's a video screen that's playing the entire time. They have all the toys out there, and then they have like bins throughout the video game area when you enter that have Skylanders and Disney Infinity toys. You go over to like the right hand side, and there's some Disney Infinity stuff on the back wall, and that's awesome. And then Amiibos are in like in the Nintendo section, and then they're in the back wall. You have to actually search for them. You can't miss Skylanders.
Yeah.
And it's
that's
the
experience with my stores in the area too. I mean, Best Buy has those little like cardboard standees, one for Amiibo, but it's not filled with Amiibo. It's got like random Nintendo games. It's got like Captain Toad on it, probably because they are so low on stock of Amiibos. But still, it's funny to see.
Yeah, and it's the same thing. I mean, Best Buy huge Skylanders section, Disney Infinity's there, Target huge Skylanders section. I don't even know if Skylanders. I think Skylanders spills over into the toy aisle as well now.
Yeah.
Target, same thing. The only one that's kind of equal footing, I think, would be Nintendo World Store, and I can't imagine they're biased for any reason.
My mom just went there yesterday, actually. I meant to ask her to check out the Amiibo section for me, but she wouldn't know what to do with it, so unfortunately I don't have any info on that.
I always forget that they're there. That's where I got my Little Mac, because they've been pretty solid. I tweeted out when they got stuff, except they didn't tweet out when they got Pit.
About that.
But yeah, it's so as a retailer, you have these competing products that already take up a lot of floor room, and Nintendo's coming in, and they don't have the best market share, they don't have the best market presence, and honestly speaking, as a retailer, they don't have as much merchandise, because like you stock Skylanders toys, and you stock Disney Infinity toys, but you also stock the portals and you stock the video games.
Yeah.
Where, like with the Amiibo, you're just stocking the toys. Like you stock Wii U's and you stock the games, but you're already doing that, so you're not getting new sources of revenue or new, you know, you're not getting new people in there really.
Right.
So it makes sense they wouldn't give them a big section. And even with the early success of Amiibos, it's still, like we said, it's too early to call, so I wouldn't expand on it yet.
Definitely.
I forgot one, and it's probably because I don't go there often. GameStop, for instance, their Amiibo section is just a column on like one of those pillars.
Yep.
It's just like one side.
Yep. The sections that any of the ones I have like eight hooks dedicated to it, where an entire section the same size as the DS and 3DS section is dedicated to Skylanders and Infinity.
Yeah. That's it. That's the Amiibo section.
Yep.
So, you know, I understand the frustration with Nintendo, but a lot of it is also them just not being in a position to demand more of it.
That's very fair. Definitely, their track record with the Wii U is a big part of it. And like you said, the fact that they're not dedicated to one game, at least even right now, they're not dedicated to much more than Smash Bros. Only a handful of them are available for Hyrule Warriors and Mario Kart and Toad whenever that happens. Like, it's really a Smash Bros. Thing, and their best, arguably their best reason to get them is for Smash Bros. So
yeah,
we'll have to see the games that start supporting it beyond that. And, like, I don't know, it's hard to say, because Kirby's got support for it, but other than Kirby and DDD, who's going to really be
and Meta Knight
supported? Yeah.
And those are the three. They announced that's the three.
Yeah, and like Captain Toad. Okay, so there's not even a Toad in Smash Bros., so which of them are going to be supported for Captain Toad?
Exactly.
You know, it's like...
And I think that, I mean, again, that's, I think part of it is it's a new venture for them, because even, it's weird, because they announced what it's doing in Kirby already, and who supported, but they haven't announced anything for Captain Toad, and that game's already on the shelves.
Yeah.
You can buy that. So I think part of it is them probably, I'm crossing my fingers that they have something lined up for next year that's kind of an amiibo-centric game. Even if, I mean, my idea would be something free-to-play. Because it's like, oh, we'll give you the game for free. You have to buy these 13-hour figures to play it. And
right.
I think that's a bit more, that's easier to swallow than saying, okay, here's $50, and you still need to buy these toys to play.
Right. I mean, the only thing that I can think of at the moment would be, and this wouldn't be so unreasonable for some companies in general, but also I don't think Nintendo would bite at all, was if they could kind of like make a big update to Nintendo Land or something like Nintendo Land. With amiibo support, that would probably be the best way to do it, I think.
See, I was thinking something simpler, something akin to what is it? Find Me on the 3DS, where instead of using random Street Pass Mii's, you can use your amiibos like, you know, once or twice a day.
Yep.
And you can level them up in Smash Brothers. Like if you're level 50 Mario, you can bring him over to Find Me on the Wii U and use him in combat in some fashion. Like, you know, like an RPG, and he'd have a special move and depending on his power.
Right.
That,
I think, and maybe we'll see something like that because, again, another aspect of amiibos is that they have 3DS support, which is not in the U.S. yet, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was going to say it's not anywhere, but I guess the new 3DS in Japan supports them.
Yeah, Japan has it. We won't get even the portals for the current 3DSs, but we also won't get the new 3DS model to support it until next year.
Yeah.
So 2015 is where we get our amiibo support for 3DSs, which is another venture that who knows how that'll go for them, you know? I mean, it's a Wii U product now, but it's essentially a Nintendo-centric product across the entire line, so.
Yeah, and I am... As much as I am frustrated with the fact that they didn't release a core game for it, I also am... I think it worked out better for them because I would imagine the frustration if you couldn't find amiibos and they were vital to a gaming experience right now.
Yeah. So maybe later on having an amiibo-centric game will benefit them because the market will be somewhat saturated at that point. We'll see.
And I guess... And I guess on the other side, the same side, I guess, of kind of this frustrating Nintendo Christmas, if you wanted to put it that way, is the GameCube adapter real quick, which is also super difficult to find for other people. And I think that one, I personally speaking, I know it always sounds like I'm defending them, but I can kind of understand what a business is thinking at times, or at least I want to say I understand what a business is thinking. And honestly speaking... If I was a company, I would think there was not a huge market for this.
Yeah.
Like, I would maybe... I think maybe a run of, like, 100,000, if that, would have been fine. Because it's a super niche product. It's catering to a small subset of a larger subset. Which isn't a huge subset to begin with because of the tiny install base. And I think part of it is not necessarily the fact that it's hard to find. I think it's because it's such a big country that it's a business dispersing. They could have made, you know, it could have made 100,000 with 50 states. That's like 20,000. That's not even right. That's 2,000 per state or something like that.
Yeah. It's a little hard to gauge that. I mean, you've got higher volumes here and there. You know, New York gets bigger. California, probably Boston-ish.
Yes.
You know.
And I will say this.
It's interesting to see.
I will say this much, and I this is something else I agree with people on the GameCube adapters and on the amiibos. I kind of understand it from a retail standpoint, but there's no reason that Nintendo shouldn't offer some way for you to buy it directly from them.
That's a fair point also, and that's kind of why I was interested in the Nintendo World Store with my mom going there yesterday. I was kind of curious what they would have in stock, just to see comparatively what their stock would be like, because, I mean, New York, granted, is way busier than me where I live in just outside Boston, but, I mean, it is the Nintendo World Store. You're hoping to see a pretty big insurgence of amiibos there. Similarly, like, you would think that Nintendo themselves, because they have their own shop where you can buy games and systems from them online, you'd think that they'd have the adapters there, maybe. But I don't know. I guess not.
Yeah, it seems like the adapters, I don't, again, it's, the, you know, you can't tell demand from people who
mm-hmm.
just kind of.
Definitely.
But they also tweet that out, and they seem to get a decent amount of them when they get them. They just kind of, like, they, I know they started limiting them to one per consumer. Which is how I got my, which not how I got my second one. I got one for a friend, and
right.
I got it because they tweeted out. I'm like, oh, I'll just head over there, and I had to meet somebody there anyhow. I ended up pre-ordering two. I ended up getting four of them eventually. So it's possible if you kind of, yeah. I only need. I got one. I got one for a friend who was looking for one, and then I got two that I pre-ordered and I forgot about, and then he shipped it afterwards. So I'm like, yeah.
That's like me. I always feel bad when they say one per household because I've got my household, which is like me because I commute to school, and then I'm here half the time, and then my younger brothers. So we have like, I have all my amiibos, and I have my adapter. They have their adapter. It's like we technically have two per household, but not
yeah.
really. It's a weird.
Yeah,
but that's unrelated.
It's unrelated. I, you know, and kind of tying it into the festive season. I do think a lot of it is just compounded on the fact that it is Christmas. They launched it right before Black
yep.
Friday, and I think a lot of people were just kind of frustrated in the sense that they either wanted to give these as gifts or get them for gifts. And you know, like we said before, as a parent, it's not fun. I'm not a parent, but I'm saying it's not fun to go hunting for these things.
Oh, definitely. I'm trying to hunt for them already, and it's not fun at all. Every day I've got all my tabs open for all the retailers that sell them, and it's like, yikes, after this call ends, I'm probably going to run down to GameStop because I just found one that has a Captain Falcon in stock near me. So it's a pain. It's a chore. I'm talking to like my girlfriend's coworkers, is a mother, and got Smash Bros. For her sons, and they're talking about they want Marth, and I'm like, ugh, because they don't know anything about which ones are popular and this and that. They want Marth, and they're little kids, and I'm like, that's not going to happen, sorry.
Wait, why do they want Marth?
I don't know, but it's a nightmare, I would imagine, for parents who don't know anything about this compared to me who does, and it's like, ugh.
And it's
like, I'm following the trends, I'm following the popularity, and it's a chore for me. For them, I can only imagine.
Yeah, and it's I would also say it's kind of frustrating because, like, again, with the waves, it's like, it's not like you can go and get every character. It's not like you can say, like Marth is a really obscure one. But like, if your child was like, I want Charizard, you can't get that. Or if, you know, like, somebody wanted Jigglypuff. Or Rosalina.
Yep.
Rosalina has kind of, I don't know if she's become popular or she's just really popular with the online crowd. It's sometimes really sketchy,
probably,
so I don't know which is which.
Yeah. Probably the second one.
I also said she looks a lot like Elsa, which I think probably helps.
Probably.
Or Anna, whichever one. It's Elsa, right? No.
Elsa, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, yes. Amiibos have been, but one, it's kind of been, not refreshing, but it's kind of been fun to kind of have this energy around a Christmas item again that is kind of it. Because recently the big ones have always kind of been, it's been like an iPad, an iPhone, you know, stuff like that. Like, I can't remember the last. Like, I guess Skyend has had this around it as well. I think the difference with Skyend is a lot of people didn't give it any thought until it took off. So a lot of people didn't really like the first year of Skyend.
Another difference is you've got two things going on with Nintendo, and same thing with Disney Infinity, and I can attest to this because I'm one of the people like this. You've got people who want it for the game, and you've got people who want it because it's a collector's item. And like you said with Shulk, it's one of the few pieces of merchandise you can get for Xenoblade, so you wanted it. And that's kind of the same thing with, to some extent, Disney Infinity and Nintendo. There might not ever be any other merchandise for Captain Falcon. Like, we just might not see that. Pit, same thing. Like, all of these different characters, it might be the only opportunity you have to get that character. Obviously, I'm going to play with them as well, but it's cool to have that figure of that character you like. And so there's a, with Skylanders, there's a difference because none of them, especially before Skylanders was a thing, were known because they all came with the IP. These are all characters that are well known, have a name, And same thing with Disney. You know, they're Disney characters. They're well known. People like them. So there's a collecting aspect as well as a playing aspect to them.
Yeah. And I think, and I do think there's going to be a collision. Well, there is a collision right now. So
yeah.
Again, it's going to be curious to see what happens in the man. Hopefully, cool. Well, I mean, it's good to see them have some positive, even though, they have some positivity with them, but there's also a lot of negatives because a lot of people are just kind of getting frustrated with this hunt, the search for these amiibo. And again, kind of going back to a point you made at the start of the show. I mean, I think it's been at a decent supply. I think it's just a quantity issue and more of a qualitative one, I guess, where it's like they shipped enough. It's just they might not ship enough characters because it's not been difficult to find Mario or, you know, Pikachu or Kirby or Princess Peach or, you know, most a lot of those are still in stores. You can probably go and pick them up. And even based on the sales we have, like the first week, based on North America and Japan sales, they sold about 800,000 in about a week, which is really good. So it's more of an issue of just like maybe it was like seven Marios, six Pikachus to every two Marth and Wii Fit Train or something like that. So the ratios were a bit skewed for people's likings. But if you had to make a call, like if you're Disney, are you going to expect that Mickey Mouse is popular or somebody's really, really want Chip and Dale action figures? Like, there's going to be a market for Chip and Dale action figures, but it's not going to be a Mickey Mouse.
Right. And, like, same thing with, and that kind of dictated, and Disney, I think, did a lot better with that. So they released their Disney Infinity 2.0, which was the superhero-centric one. And the figures they released with that originally were Big Hero 6, which had just come out that year, Guardians of the Galaxy, which also just came out this summer, Avengers, which everybody knows Avengers is popular. It's like all the stuff they catered to was going to sell and do well because it was the current market. You knew that it was going to sell, basically. They had no question that Baymax and that Drax and Groot and Rocket and that Iron Man were going to sell.
Well, but again, kind of going back to the other issue, that was because they had Nintendo had Smash Brothers, and Smash Brothers is everybody. There's no way to say, hey,
that's true.
This is going to be better. This is going to, like, if they had rolled it out with a game, maybe. And maybe Smash Brothers was the right game to roll it out with because now you have an excuse to have all of these characters. And find a reason.
Yeah, I think so for that reason, very reason. I think it would be a little strange if they released Captain Toad Treasure Tracker, here's Mario, Peach, and Luigi, and, you know, those are the natural three that maybe would release. Maybe them and, like, Link and Pikachu ones. But, like, I think it was a good decision to release with Smash Bros. At the same time as it was a bad decision, but a better, a more good reason than bad, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
They would have lost either way.
So, for our final talking point of the evening, which ones do you have?
I have every single one except for Marth and Mario of the current two waves that are out. Marth, great. Mario, Captain Falcon, and Pit I do not have.
Well, why not Mario? Like I said, is it just you don't want him, or is it that you want to focus on...
I know that he is always going to be in stock.
Yeah, and that is true. Like, there are comments, and like I said, it's like Mario, it's like Kirby, it's Pikachu, Princess Peach, which I kind of feel bad for, because I usually see Princess Peach and Kirby, and like, I feel like part of it is maybe they're popular, but I also feel like part of it is probably because they're pink. And I don't, but I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want any pink toys.
Yeah, there's definitely that. Zelda, too, because Zelda came out. She's the only one from Wave 2 that I can find anywhere.
Yeah. okay, well, I wasn't going to buy it because there's no reason to buy it, but I did decide that I was going, because Toys R Us had a buy 3 for $30 sale when it launched, which saves you about $9, and I got, ended up getting Mario Inc. and Samus for that, and I got Mario Inc. because at the time, and it still is true, I do think there's an inherent value for each of these amiibos. I think Ink is the most valuable one because he's used the most meaty so far in the three games on the market. Mario's Mario, and Mario's going to be used in almost anything that they have amiibo in. And then Samus, I thought she was cool. And I got them, and this is something we didn't talk about, and I don't know if you necessarily agree with it, but I got them. I got these three, and they're really well built. They don't feel cheap.
Definitely. And there was a lot of talk about that with the amiibos, too. I guess, just as, like you said, a kind of ending point. I can't look at very many of mine because they're on the other side of the room right now. But I can look at my Pikachu, at least. Pikachu is one of the few that actually doesn't have any of those awkward, like, seams on them. So, like, I don't know if you have or if you've seen Luigi, or, sorry, Yoshi, but he's got a seam on his nose because it's one piece that's kind of stuck to the other. So it looks a little awkward because his nose has this giant, like, line through it.
Oh, yeah, that was another one. That was another thing I mean, that I forgot to mention. And it's kind of funny because it's kind of passé now. But even before, like, right before Amiibos came out, when, like, the final pictures of them started to leak, I remember everybody talking about, like, how it was, like, a huge downgrade from, like, E3 and the Quality Deer.
Yeah.
I thought that would have hurt the momentum going into the product releasing, but it seems like what's happened is there, one, there's a market for them because people want them, but the other thing is now you have a lot of people who, one of the reasons people don't pre-order is they prefer to go into the store so that they can handpick their own amiibo. And
definitely.
Like, you don't notice it, really. I guess you really kind of, like, there's some that's noticeable. Like, there's the ones, like, I think, is it Marth or Inku has the bent sword?
That's Marth.
Yeah, and that's a big one. That's easy to see. But there's also one, like Yodomac, for instance, if you pay attention to some of his, some of them have longer sideburns, and some of them have, like, different face. Like, his face is slightly different.
Oh, really? I didn't notice.
Yeah. I think I met a friend when I got my Yodomac, and I swear I thought his face was different, but I gave it to my friend. He's like, they look exactly the same to me. So maybe it's just being, but I've seen pictures, and they do look slightly different. There's some, mm-hmm. like you mentioned with Yoshi. I think I have a Kirby like this, and there's others, but Kirby has, like the line you were talking about, like, some of the Kirbys have it in the back, because that's where mm-hmm. his, like, piece connects to the base. And yeah, mine mm-hmm. has that giant line running throughout his backside. So yes, I got home and I'm like, okay, these are really nicely made figures. So I, while Toy Story still had the deal, I pre-ordered Kirby because Kirby's just adorable.
Can't go wrong with that.
I pre-ordered Luigi because he's the better Mario brother. And I pre-ordered Princess Zelda because, she's Princess Zelda and I wanted more from, The Legend of Zelda. Going forward, I mean, who knows how much I'm going to stick to this. My plan is to only buy amiibo in franchises that I love that I don't think is going to get much, which is why I bought Little Mac, because I'm a huge fan of Punch-Out Wii, and I actually own Punch-Out merchandise. When Punch-Out Wii came out, Amazon has a Punch-Out starter kit, which came with, like, King Hippo's boxers and a crown. And a Doc Brown chocolate bar. Here's the funny thing about that, as a quick aside. You can't wear the boxes. Because the boxes literally have a label saying, like, the paint on this may cause cancer.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I don't know why they didn't use another type of paint. But it was a nice kit to get.
Yeah,
I pre-ordered Pit because, if you know me, I'm a huge fan of Kid Icarus Uprising, and I pre-ordered Little Mac. I also pre-ordered Toon Link because I have Wind Waker. But yes, I might be tempted to get Mega Man just because Capcom doesn't seem to care about him.
Him and Sonic, I expected to be the two that would sell out of Wave 3 because that's the first line that has the third party ones.
Yeah. I think Pac-Man...
But only two of them. It doesn't have Pac-Man.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm sure Pac-Man would do well as well. And there's still a lot of them that... I mean, I'm sure a lot of people are kind of curious about Game & Watch. And Minus Voyage, Duck Hunt Dog. I'm kind of curious to see what they do with the Cooper Kids.
Well, I think they said they weren't going to do different skins. So same with Alf and Olimar. They were not going to do them.
See, Alf and Olimar I get because it's whatever. But with the Koopa Kids, I mean, the Koopa Kids, especially if you're, you know, an old fogey like me, the Koopa Kids precede Bowser Jr. by 15 years. So I know the Koopa Kids more than I know Bowser Jr. They were introduced in Super Mario Bros. 3. They were in two of the cartoon series. They were in Super Mario World. They're some of the older RPGs and stuff like that. So the Koopa Kids... I would love to have all of them.
Oh, definitely. Those alone would be hard to find, and you could do your own wave of, like, the eight of them. Or 9, yeah. I guess, really.
Yeah. And I'm kind of curious to see if, because, I mean, they've said before that it won't be just Smash Brothers. But so far, a lot of them have just been like, oh, these are Smash Brothers, and you can use them in other games. So I'm curious to see, like, I can imagine, like, one of the ideas I had, and part of it, and I could be wrong, maybe they changed their minds, part of it is that Nintendo doesn't seem to be an inherently evil company in the sense that they don't like to nickel and dime you for everything. That's not to say they won't maximize their profits, but they tend not to do it in an completely evil manner, like, you know, like EA and PopCap with Fans vs. Zombie 2 or something like that. But I was thinking, like, what they could do is, like, they start an Animal Crossing line, and with Animal Crossing, you can buy the villagers you want and the fruits you want, and you can use them to swap them out if you needed to. Because, you know, there's certain people... I don't play Animal Crossing. I'm not a fan of it. But I do know that with New
Year's... But I can...
Yeah, with New Year's, there were people who...
Because I play it intensely.
Yeah, there was people like, oh, I need to get this fruit. I don't know who has it. Or, I don't like this person in my town, but you can't get rid of them until they move out or somebody moves in. So if you could buy who you want to move in...
Definitely. I'm curious to see as an example where, Mario, I can see tons of different opportunities. I think it would be really funny if they had, like, scannable, like, you scan in Bowser and you can play as him in a game or something, just for, like, comedic relief. Would be really funny to see.
And I guess speaking of that, and we haven't got this, but there's also, like, I think there's two third-party games in Japan that actually support Amiibo, and most of it is all knocking skins. So... Mm. It's good to see that it's not limited to just Nintendo games either.
Right.
I'm also kind of curious. I thought they announced this, and maybe I was just making it up or I was reading it into an article, but I'm surprised they don't have some type of support in Skylanders and Disney Infinity. One, it would help kind of with their market share and kind of getting these toys out there. The other thing is, when you don't have a ton of third-party support, it would be a great differential to, like, okay, you know what, you also have exclusive content on here. Like, you get this Nintendo, like, you know, even if it's simply, like, Mario skins or, like, a Mushroom Kingdom play box in Disney Infinity or something like that would be a big a get for them, because it is a market they cater to well, but it's not a market that's necessarily moving towards them, because they are, it's not even like they're moving to other consoles, they're just moving to, like, mobile devices. Like, Skylanders is now on, I think, the iPad, which is the one they market the most. Yeah. So, is there anything else that you want to talk about in terms of Amiibo or this holiday season's wild goose chase of a gift?
Not really. I want to... Related to the wild goose chase of the holiday season, so I work at a Lego store, I want to make it known that the funniest thing I think that happened out of this holiday season was Lego's releasing a Minecraft line, like a true Minecraft line, because they had small, tiny ones the past year and two. They're releasing a new actual Minecraft line with minifigures and, like, entire sets dedicated to them that are releasing in January. January 1st is the release date. They went in stock online on Lego.com 2 weeks before Christmas, so people and children especially saw them. They're like making their Christmas list. They see, oh, Minecraft Legos on Lego.com. I'm going to put that on my list. So the number of people that we had coming into our store saying, do you have this set? Nope, it's an online only, and they were out of stock. You're not going to get it by Christmas. It comes out January. It was the funniest thing, because they messed up.
Oh, I would be so pissed off if I was a parent, especially being that it's right there. Like, literally, it will be out Wednesday, Thursday. It's like,
yep, it's right there.
Forward a week.
They messed up so hard. That and what's also releasing the first is a couple new Lego movie sets, which whatever, you know, kind of small. The Frozen set, the one and only Frozen set that Lego was going to have, is releasing the first. They messed up hardcore on that and Minecraft. So that's a little insider's kind of funny insight into how the company works. It's just... This holiday season was kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. And just as a quick aside, because it is related to Christmas and video games, I was really upset with this whole... One, okay, I will just say this. I love the name, but two, it was really sad and frustrating with the whole Wizard Squad attack on PSN and Xbox Live for Christmas Day, because... Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, there's two parts of me. One part of me is like this. I hope this kind of shows the company's moving forward. That while it's great that online is there, I hope, you know, like you kind of have a workaround that people who buy a system first, they don't need it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, when you were a little kid, you got a brand new system, you ripped it open, you put in a game, and you're good to go. Now it's like you buy a new system, the network's down, so you can't do anything because you can't create an account, you can't log in to download any patches for your games or anything like that. So for like 3 or 4 days, people have new systems that they can't use.
Yep. I remember seeing a lot of outcry on that from some friends who got Xbox Ones this year. It was a little bit frustrating for them.
We're recording, and this will go up the same day, I guess, but we're recording this Sunday, which is 4 days removed from Christmas, and people still, like, PlayStation Network still hasn't redeemed full function yet.
Yeah.
So, it is frustrating, and, you know, part of me asks because it's, you know, Sony and Microsoft, or, but a part of me, I also realize as a person who, if I had gotten a console Christmas Day, I would have been so pissed off and so disappointed because, you know, there's nothing better than the joy of a new present, a new toy, and then realizing you can't do anything with it. And
yep.
There's no explanation because it's not like it was, and it was not like it's Microsoft or Sony's fault. So, and I don't even think in their official statements they said that this was like a third party attack or something like that. So.
Yeah, I don't remember. I you know, there was just a lot of frustration I heard from the consumer side of things, not from them.
Yeah, yeah, and it's Sony's really bad at that, I think. They were bad at that when the PlayStation Network was hacked a few years ago, where they didn't communicate with people for several weeks as to what was happening.
Mm.
So, yeah, I think that's it for us this week. We will be back in the new year, hopefully, fingers crossed, and we will have our second annual Rockies Awards, or I think, yeah, Rockies, in January. So for Dan and I, this has been Nerds on the Rocks episode 198.